This is Robert Martellacci, the Mindshare Learning Report. We're here in Chicago for the Global Scholar User Conference, and I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Dr. Marzano of the Marzano Research Laboratory in Denver, Colorado. Thank you for joining me once again, Dr. Marzano.
Good to be back. Yeah.
Well, we're kind of reflecting on a year past and a new book you introduced, the Highly Engaged Classroom. I know you talked about it, and I'm impressed with you executing on this because it is a challenge to produce these sorts of things, and you've got over 40 some odd books and 150 plus articles approximately in your stable.
Yeah, but who's counting? Yeah.
And of course, and it's been a busy year, and it's been a great year. How has your organization evolved? And connecting with a global scholar here at the conference, you're keynoting today as well?
Yes. Well, actually, my organization is pretty new. It's 3 years old. It's a little research R&D center, basically, that I co-own with Solution Tree. It's a great partnership. Prior to that, I had worked at another R&D center, McCrell, in Denver, a great place to be, but you know, I've got my own now. The Global Scholar, actually, this relationship goes back probably about 2005, when I had done a book on transforming classroom grading, and it had another name in those days. And they were interested in actually trying to implement some of my suggestions about changing grading practices, tracking student performance, and it's been a great relationship.
Excellent. Now, our back-to-school issue is focused on the engaged classroom, and it's apropos that your book is The Highly Engaged Classroom and Essential Tools for the Classroom. Now, Dr. Michael Fullan talked about pedagogy leading technology, not the other way around. What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, he's right. we've done a few studies in one aspect of technology, interactive whiteboards. And here's what we found, that out of, I think, 130 experimental control studies in teachers' classrooms, that in general has a good positive effect on student achievement, but not all the time. That about 23% of the time, teachers did better without the whiteboards than with them. Now, that you might think, well, you know, that's a real anomaly. No, it's not. Most research is like that. Some new innovation doesn't work all the time. I remember when I had the finding, I thought, that's supposed to be a pretty good finding. In other words, so 77% of the time, they do better. When we looked at the 23% of the time where they didn't, it's they had forgotten, they being the teachers, because we had videotapes of the teachers, they had forgotten good pedagogy. So another way of saying that is pedagogy, you know, when done well, is augmented by technology, can be augmented by technology. If you just get too focused on the technology and forget about pedagogy, you've got a tool that's not helping and might even be hindering a little bit.
Now, I once interviewed Dr. Seymour Papert. He talked to me about the importance of integration, he said. It's about integration. And that's a key element, because a whiteboard or technology on its own, as opposed to having the assessment pieces and uses for that, and perhaps you can touch on that and the grade book and the integrating and then understanding the impact of potential impact of differentiated instruction for teachers.
Well, sure. Yeah, technology makes available ideas we've had but have never been able to pull off. You know, differentiated instruction for one. For me, that foundation for that is keeping track of where students are, which implies just much more detailed record keeping in terms of how students are doing it in a formative sense. So technology can do that. Where a teacher doing it by hand, it's impossible. I think that's actually where technology will, in this day and age, can have its biggest impact. It's a change for the classroom teacher, too. Instead of looking at questions asked orally during class as just some, you know, interesting thing to do, that can actually be archived. You know, that's data. You can have about each student archived and have a profile of a student over time, how they're doing relative to very, very specific topics. So technology makes possible ideas that have been around for a long time, but we've never been able to pull off, because without technology, it's almost important.
Excellent. Now, you spent some time up in Canada presenting at the CASA conference last year. Have you been there back since? And you had fond reflections of teacher expertise in Canada, and any plans for Canada in the future?
I don't think I've got anything slated, but I always love going up to Canada. As I said, then I'll say it again. Canadian teachers are second to none in my experience. They're professionals. They're interested in learning. I don't think they have some of the problems we do in terms of different groups tugging at one another in the United States. That's not to impugn U.S. teachers. They're great too. But Canada, I'm always particularly impressed when I talk to Canadian educators.
We've been fortunate to perform well on the global PISA standings, and that says a lot.
Yeah.
And we have a long way to go. And so what's next for Dr. Marzano?
No, same old for me.
Any books on the horizon?
Oh, yeah, there always is. Yeah, but it's all, believe it or not, everything has always had a piece in the kind of big scheme, and there's been a big scheme for about 25 years. And so, you know, there's, when we feel like we've made a contribution, or at least have a position that's defensible in this topic, then it's how does the next topic fit in? And that always happens. Even there are work on grading and formative assessment. What you realize is, well, there's a piece that's necessary. There are a couple pieces that have to be in place for that to work well. Curriculum has to look a certain way. Leadership has to look a certain way. Communication, you know, between levels of the organization has to look a certain way. So without when we tinker with one, you automatically start tinkering with the others. And that's why we keep, you know, adding to the stable, if you will, of topics that we work on and publish on.
Excellent. And today's keynote?
Well, it's actually part two of what I did last year. I think a big topic now, and certainly U.S. education, is teacher supervision and evaluation. It's going to change dramatically. It already is, you know, in this country. And I think it can change for the better or for the worse. So we've been working with quite a few schools and districts and a couple states, in terms of their evaluation system. I just wanted to share what we've learned over that period of time.
Speaking of change, let's talk about leadership for a moment and how critical that element is to transforming learning in the 21st century.
Yeah, it's it. It's the focal point. It really is. Because if you look at, if you take the perspective, which I do, and Michael Follin does, and many other people, I believe, it's not just one classroom at a time. If we continue to kind of look at schools as independent contractors doing their own work in the classrooms, we're never going to get much better than we are now. But when you start to take a systems perspective and say, wait a minute, how do these 25 teachers in this building interact in such a way and are coordinated in such a way that we actually have an overall impact on students, you know, that means leadership has to do that and then kick it up to the district level or school
Absolutely.
Board level in Canada. Yeah, without that, we'll never be a system.
To get that whole system changed.
Yeah, that's it. It's got to be a systemic approach.
Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dr. Marzano.
Yeah, good to see you again, Robert.
Good luck with your keynote today.
Okay, so next year, same time, same place?
Absolutely, for part three.
Okay.
That was Dr. Robert Marzano of the Marzano Laboratory in Denver, Colorado. This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.